This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. As the snow melts, the waterways are rising. Sand stations are being set up in Steamboat Springs at Staley Park and Short and James Streets. The City Streets Division will provide sand and sandbags as needed, but the homeowner has to fill them up and place them. The nomination process has opened up to be on the board of Yampa Valley Electric. It's a three-year term. Director districts up for election this year are District 1 from Bags and Savory, Wyoming, District 8 from Steamboat Springs, and District 9 representing Yampa, Toponas, and Bond. The nominating petitions on the YVEA website. A statewide survey is out asking voters what they want to see and hear in this year's election process. Steamboat Radio and KRAI News are participating, and that survey link is on our website and social media pages. Billy Kidd is celebrating 60 years since he won a silver medal in the Olympics. He met some fans and took pictures, showed off that silver medal and a world championship gold at the range at the base of Steamboat Resort last night. And everyone there saying happy birthday to Billy Kidd, who turns 81 tomorrow.
Thank you for the birthday wish. I love Steamboat.
Megan Walker-Karshner has been named the new executive director of the Colorado Crane Conservation Coalition. Moffat County School District has named Maggie Bruski as the new executive director of curriculum, instruction, and assessment. She's currently with Northwest Colorado BOCES, and she starts July 1st. Members of the Ute tribe from the Uinta and Ouray reservations performed at schools this week in Steamboat Springs as guests of the Trout of Pioneers Museum. Rafael Knipp is half Northern Ute and half Ute Mountain Ute from Fort Duchesne, Utah.
If everybody could understand one another on standard ancient ways and be good with the other, they could put the earth back on its original axis. It's right now, it's the weather's going crazy and stuff. Maybe God, the creators, Mother Earth is not agreeing with it. So as all together as one, as one nation, one person, we can all just come together and put everything aside, and we can naturally put the earth back to where it's supposed to be and then go from there.
The tribal members performed dances, told of their regalia, and Knipp ended the evening thanking everyone for taking care of the White River Territory. The Steamboat Symphony Orchestra is performing at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow at Strings Music Festival Tent. The 42nd Annual Cardboard Classic, 11:30 Saturday on the Stampede Run at the base of Steamboat Resort. The Splashdown Pond Skim starts at 1 o'clock Sunday, also at the base. Curling teams are competing at House and Ice Arena in Steamboat Springs tonight and tomorrow. The pop-up indoor bounce house center at the Rout County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall is in Hayden tonight through Sunday. The back parking lot at Old Town Hot Springs is closed today through next Tuesday for utility work in the alley along the lot there, and please don't park at the post office. Steamboat Springs High School recently took fourth place overall in the 2024 Colorado Science Olympiad State Tournament. Yampa Valley Pride and the Queer Futures Group has set up a new website for Craig residents. It is craigpridealliance.org. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.